And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And someone who's always smiling and always sees the funny side in things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
Huh?
Good sense of humor.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
Get me a hammer.
Did you ever say fetch?
I heard it. Yes. I don't think I've said it, no.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it.
What else could you say besides carry?
Well, you should say tote. I've heard that expression.
What does tote mean?
Same as carry.
Do you have to have your arms around it to tote it?
Yes.
You couldn't just tote, say, a briefcase?
Yes. No, you don't have to have your arms around it.
What if it's something
anything
really
you would carry?
What if it's something real heavy? Like you say, a heavy suitcase. You say it had to float it up 3 flights of stairs.
Had to drag it.
Okay. Do you ever say lug or pack?
Yes, I've heard that.
Have you heard it used?
Well, if that, maybe someone said I had to lug my suitcase upstairs.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
What do they call a tree they can touch and be safe?
A base.
And in football, you run toward the
goal.
And say if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
He'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, what, bed? He just
stayed in bed?
Or he just, he couldn't even sit up in bed. He just
laid in bed, I guess.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you
stomp.
Say,
stomp.
And if you needed to go to the doctor and didn't have a car, a friend might say, I'll be glad to
take your, I've heard the expression, carry you over there, which don't mean they'll carry them, they'll take them in the car.
Which would you say, take or carry?
Take.
To get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way is
push.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Before you take them for
before it's able to walk.
Crawls.
And you'd say, someone walk it to the altar and what down?
Now, kneel.
Which would you say?
Kneel, I believe.
If someone asks you, can you really do that? You'd say, I
think I can.
Or I what can? I
suppose.
If someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, he'd say he, what, hated the place, he
despised it.
Do you ever say he purely hated it or he plumb hated it?
I've heard it, yes. Plumb hated, I never heard purely hated.
Would you say plumb like that?
I don't think.
You'd say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
real cold.
And do you say ma'am and sir to people?
Oh, yes.
How would you say that?
Well, I was brought up that way, and I even said I might say ma'am to you, and you're a whole lot younger than I am. But we were taught to respect the elderly people, and it's just a habit that I still have.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
What about afternoon?
No, when a friend says good morning to you, what might you ask him about his health, he'd say?
How are you feeling?
What would you say when you're introduced to a stranger?
How do you do, or how are you?
And
glad to meet you.